Hotshot crews are the special forces of fighting fire. They're often on the front lines battling massive blazes as they threaten homes across North America. It's really hard work. For our Faces Behind the Fire series, the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie brings us this profile of one of the only all-native hotshot crews in the country.
56-year-old Lyle St. Goddard is running along a dirt trail on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. It's raining.
Takes me about a lap to loosen up.
Being a hotshot is a young man's game. St. Goddard says he's one of the oldest crew members in the country. We're both sweating as I try to keep up with him.
I still can do it. Just gotta keep in shape. I'll be okay.
Well, you're running at a pretty good pace right now.
Yeah.
As some of the younger guys run past, they call him Iron Man or give him high fives. St. Goddard has been with the Chief Mountain Hotshots for more than 30 years. The Blackfeet tribe runs this crew, and St. Goddard is their supervisor. This summer, the team will spend weeks in smoke and heat, hiking up mountains, digging fire lines, and cutting down trees. So they've got to keep in shape. St. Goddard runs his crew with the discipline of a military unit.
Like Marines.
And just like Marines, hotshot crews are some of the most highly trained and in-shape firefighters in the world. They run 7-minute miles and can work 16 hours a day on a fire. They were first called hotshots back in the 1940s because they fought the hottest parts of a blaze. St. Goddard says it's like battling a monster.
A monster that you haven't seen what it can do.
Nowadays, the climate is getting hotter. More people are moving to the west, and the forests are thicker and drier. So battling these monsters is becoming more dangerous.
I try to get myself as ready as possible.
That's 23-year-old Dakota Running Crane. He's a shy guy with a wispy blonde goatee, and he says too much booze and partying dog a lot of young men in rural Montana. But those bad habits need to end at the chain link gates outside of Chief Mountain's headquarters. The hotshot team doesn't tolerate lateness, drinking, or drug use.
It's nice to be on a crew, you know, that don't do any of that stuff where, you know, we don't have to worry about that stuff. Another person, you know, being out of, you know, not in their right mind.
Back in his office, St. Goddard says the Chief Mountain Hotshots are one of the big employers of young men and women on the reservation. They only hire natives, and they can promise good pay and the chance to travel all over the country. But you're also gone from your family for weeks, which puts pressure on a marriage, and a lot of guys end up divorced. You're also putting your life on the line. St. Goddard says it's kind of like back in the pre-settlement days.
The Blackfeet used to go out and hunt or go on war paths and be gone for days. And some of them wouldn't come back either. And we're no different like in the modern days. You know, we go out for 14 days and then, you know, some of us don't come back.
Over the past decade, nearly 200 wildland firefighters have died while on duty. Chief Mountain has only ever lost one crew member, but the risk hangs like the misty blue clouds over the trail where St. Goddard is running. He's been working this job for 3 decades now, and as he finishes the first lap of his run, he tells me he's trying to hit a 7-minute mile. He needs to meet this goal every year to continue as one of the nation's oldest hotshots.
You know, I always say I want to quit. It would have been this month I could retire, but I'll go this far with them. I'll go another year.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Browning, Montana.